Aren't you glad for Jesus this morning? Amen. Praise His name this morning. What an opportunity we have to be able to just come to worship. Once again, it is just so good to see you here in the church and those of you online. And every now and then it feels a little normal. Not quite normal. We'll probably never know normal as it was, but this week I was able to get a haircut, and I'm a pretty good-looking guy under all that. Oh, just kidding, not really. But it was good to get a haircut, and I took my son with me. We had to call and get an appointment, of course, and he got his haircut and got in the back of the car, and I looked in the mirror and wondered where Eli went. But nonetheless, we are somewhat normal, and so we're headed that direction anyway, and we just thank the Lord for His goodness and for His mercy and for His grace and how He's been with each and every one of us during these unusual circumstances. And so we also had the opportunity this week. I had a denominational meeting I needed to be at earlier in the week and had an opportunity to take a couple days and work on the Nipshin campgrounds. And boy, it's just a special place. It's near and dear to my heart. And so it was good to be able to be out and do that as well. However, it's so good to be at Nipshin, but it's also good to be home, be with all of you, to be able to come and to be able to worship the Lord. And so thank you for being with us this morning, either here at the church or online. We hope that you're continuing to experience the Lord. And so I would like to take a few moments today and share with you about the Tali Elohim. You know what that is, right? Sure you do. The Tali Elohim. I'm gonna have you say that with me so that you get this. I think we really need to get this morning. Don't worry, we'll get there. And so let's say that together this morning. Tali Elohim. Tali Elohim is Hebrew for the Lamb of God. Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God. Of God, the sacrifice for sin. That's why I believe we need to get Tali Elohim, to know and experience the Lamb of God. I believe one of the most powerful and profound statements in all of Scripture was made by John the Baptist as he points out the Lamb of God in John chapter 1. And so let's take our Bibles this morning. Let's turn over, if you would, John chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 29 and 30 this morning. Appreciate if you would stand for the reading of the Word. Even those of you at home that's watching, go ahead, grab your Bible, stand up. Let's get in the practice of worshiping the Lord. John chapter 1, verse 29 through 30 this morning. And the Word shares with us, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That is He of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.'" Let's join together in a word of prayer this morning. Dear precious Father, thank You for the opportunity to worship, to experience You, to know You. And so, Lord, we ask this morning that as we gather together and we come to Your Word and we come to this concept of experiencing the Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God in our life, I hope this morning that we know You and that we have a personal relationship with You. And Lord, I just pray this morning that You would stir our heart and mind with Your Word and that in these moments we would experience Christ in our life. And so, Lord, we ask that You would just come in a mighty way. Allow the Holy Spirit to do a work in us this morning. And so allow Your Spirit to settle on us. We ask also, Lord, that You allow us once again to come under the anointing of the Holy Spirit that allows for the preaching of the Word. We just desire to be used of You this morning to share Your Word with Your people. And so, Lord, we ask that You would come. And we ask, Lord, that You would do something special in the lives of Your people this morning. as we recognize Jesus as the Lamb of God. And so help us this morning. We ask in your precious name. And amen. You may be seated this morning. As we consider the Tali Elohim this morning, the Lamb of God, two things I would like for us to look at this morning, to think about, to consider. That is the Old Testament Lamb and the New Testament Lamb. Powerful concept that Scripture lays out for us. And I hope that we experience that this morning. And so let's begin this morning, if we could, with the Old Testament Lamb. The Old Testament Lamb was the sacrifice for sin. And we'll see that begin to develop and unfold for us this morning. What we'll understand is that the Lamb of God is what the Scripture is all about. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 21. Now I know there's a lot of stuff in Scripture. Lots of stuff. But the underlying theme of all of Scripture is the Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God, from beginning to end. And I'd like for us to note this morning, if you would, that the Lamb of Scripture has eternal significance. It makes a tremendous difference in the lives of those in the Old Testament, the lives of those in the New Testament, the lives that have come before us, our lives, and the lives that will come after us. The Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God, has eternal significance. In fact, it's what the world is all about. And we'll see that unfold this morning. Genesis 22, verses 7 and 8 is a short glimpse into a very powerful story of Abraham and Isaac. And I want us this morning to consider the symbolism that is shared with us. And so Genesis chapter 22, verses 7 and 8. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So then the two of them went together. For most of us, we'd be very familiar with this story of Abraham and Isaac. Some of us may not be. What we discover in this story is that God has asked Abraham to offer his son as a sacrifice. Some of us may take a deep breath and say, "Oh, God would ask a thing like that?" Well, just so you know, God did not require Abraham's son. He required Abraham's faith. And so if you know the story, you know how it turns out. But I want us to consider and understand the symbolism that was beginning to be laid out, not only for the nation of Israel, but for the entire Old Testament, and for us today. Abraham was preparing the sacrifice. Isaac noticed there was no lamb. Pretty intelligent young man. And he asked his father, "Father, where's the lamb?" Notice what Abraham said. "God will provide the lamb." And that's exactly what God does. He's provided the Lamb, the Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God. I don't have the time this morning to lay out this entire story for us, but to begin to see the symbolism that God is laying out for the nation of Israel and for us of the coming of the Tali Elohim, the sacrifice for sin. We'll also see in Exodus this morning, on the first Passover, when Israel was in captivity in Egypt, that the Lamb died to save the firstborn. Israel is saved by the blood of the Lamb, the sacrifice for sin. The Lamb in the Old Testament becomes the central figure of the sacrificial system once Israel leaves Egypt. On the Day of Atonement, a lamb is offered up for the forgiveness of Israel, a foreshadow of the one to come, the Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God. We discover in Isaiah that he shares a prophecy in regard to the one that is to come, the Lamb of God. We see that in Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 8, that shares with us, "Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form of comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he was born our griefs, bore our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before its shears is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people. He was stricken." Isaiah prophesies of the coming of the Messiah, the deliverer for the nation of Israel. And Isaiah speaks of the cross, of the agony, of the pain, that the Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God, will suffer for the sacrifice of sin. And so the OT Lamb was symbolic of the one to come, the one who will give his life as a sacrificial lamb. And by his death, the nation of Israel would be healed, forgiven, restored. But not only the nation of Israel, but the world. Not only the world, us. This Lamb of God, the Tali Elohim, is the one who can bring restoration to the soul and restore the relationship, not only of Israel, but of all humanity. The Lamb of God. Boy, I wish I had more time this morning to continue to develop this beautiful, beautiful concept in the Old Testament of the Tali Elohim and the symbolism that the Lord lays out for us. But that brings us to the second thing I want us to think about and consider this morning, and that is the New Testament Lamb. Jesus, the Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God. And make no mistake, the Lamb of God in the Old Testament and all the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah make reference to the New Testament Lamb, the Tali Elohim, Jesus. And so that brings us to a question this morning. Is there anyone who has given their life as an offering for sin that we, us, may be made right with God, forgiven of our sin, the opportunity to have a personal relationship with God? Is there? Absolutely. And we know His name as Jesus. That's all right. Say Jesus. Let's do that again. Jesus. The Tali Elohim. The Lamb of God. That's who. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 shares with us. But God demonstrated His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Absolutely, amen. The Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God, died for us, just as Isaiah shares with us in Isaiah 53. Jesus is the spotless Lamb, the Tali Elohim. On the Day of Atonement, as we shared with you, a spotless lamb was brought for the sacrifice of sin. Make no mistake about it this morning. Jesus is that spotless lamb. He is the Tali Elohim. He is the Lamb of God. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 share with us. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct, received by tradition from your fathers, listen, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. The Tali Elohim of the Old Testament is the Tali Elohim of the New Testament and is still the spotless lamb. Jesus. And it's by His blood that we are forgiven. It's by His blood that we are healed. It's by His blood that we are cleansed. It's by His blood that we receive grace and mercy and restoration before God. The Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God, Jesus was and is and forever will be the atoning sacrifice for sin. I love this passage in Hebrews that shares with us. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 15 share. But Christ came as high priest of good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with His own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, listen to this, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, He is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Oh, I hope that stirs your heart this morning. If you know anything about the Tali Elohim, if you know anything about the Lamb of God, if you know anything about Jesus this morning, you will understand how precious this passage of Scripture is. Jesus entered into the Holy of Holies, and there sprinkled His blood. Eternal redemption. No longer do they have to sacrifice the spotless lamb, because the spotless lamb, the Tali Elohim, the Lamb of God has been sacrificed, and there's forgiveness, and there's healing, and there's redemption for everybody for eternity because of Jesus, the Tali Elohim. Remember the Lamb of the Old Testament made an eternal significance? Well, here we see it. Jesus makes all the difference. Today, forgiveness, reconciliation, healing, hope is available to us because of the Tali Elohim. Yeah, I get a little excited when I talk about Jesus. We'll talk about the forgiveness. All this morning, church, those of you who are listening online, if you're tired of the world and the hurt and the pain, Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You don't have to live in that. There's a better way. There's forgiveness. There's hope. There's healing. There's restoration because of the Tali Elohim, because of the Lamb of God, because of Jesus. And with that thought on our mind, I want to draw our attention back to John chapter 1, verse 29. That profound and powerful statement that John the Baptist makes in regard to the Lamb of God. John 1, 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him. Oh, what a beautiful picture that is. And said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Oh, that's a beautiful and powerful statement. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let's consider that statement for a moment if we could this morning. I want to start with the word behold. Now, not all translations this morning are going to use the word behold. Some of them will probably use look. But I like behold. There's just something about that. I like words. Words are interesting. But John says, behold the Lamb of God. Behold simply means to take notice, to look, to recognize. And so John was saying to those who were there gathered at the Jordan and to the world and to us today, notice, this is the Tali Elohim. Notice, this is the Lamb of God. Look! Recognize, this is Him. This is the Messiah. This is the one who was to come. This is the one Isaiah was talking about. This is the one who's going to restore Israel. This is the one who has the power and the ability to forgive sin. This is the one who can restore relationships. Notice, look, behold, the Lamb of God, the Tali Elohim. This is Him. All the world may say to us, you can find peace here and health here and you can do this here and you can do this here. I'm telling you this morning, behold the Lamb of God. If you want healing, you want peace, you want forgiveness, you want to experience mercy and you want hope, behold the Lamb of God. That's where it's found. So John says to us, behold the Lamb of God. When John speaks about the Lamb of God, he speaks about the sacrifice. Remember that sacrifice we talked about in the Old Testament? That one, that spotless lamb that is sacrificed for the saving of the firstborn, for the saving of Israel, for the atonement of Israel, for the forgiveness of sin that makes them right and just before God. John is saying, this is the one. This is the one. He's the sacrifice. He's the one that's going to die at Calvary. He's the one that's going to willingly surrender His life. He is the spotless Lamb of God who has come that we might experience the mercy and the grace and the forgiveness of God in our life. He is the Lamb, the Tali Elohim, the sacrifice. John says, notice, recognize the sacrifice. For He is the one who will take away the sins of the world. Their sin. Our sin. It is sin that separates us from God. It is sin that destroys the relationship between us and God. It is sin that destroys our relationships with others. It is sin that destroys our life and brings about hate and depression and despair and the loss of hope. Separates us from all those things, but above all, separates us from God. John is saying, this is the one that has come to take away the sin of the world. This is the one who can bring us back into right relationship with God. The truth is, this morning, we all need a Tali Elohim. We all need to experience the Lamb of God. We all need forgiveness. And the beauty of it is, the Tali Elohim was not just for the nation of Israel, but the whole of humanity. Behold the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world. It is my deepest desire this morning that you are beholding the Lamb, and that you've experienced Christ in your life. And so I wonder today, as much as I'd love to continue talking about Jesus and all that He can do in and through you, I want us to consider, and I wonder today, is Jesus your Tali Elohim? The Lamb that has taken away your sin. I hope with all my heart that you've experienced Jesus. If you haven't experienced Jesus this morning, I want you to know that you can. I want you to know the Lamb of God. And you might say, oh, Pastor, I don't know how to do that. Can He really forgive me? Yes. Can He really restore my relationship with Him? Yes. Can He really bring me hope and healing? Yes. Can He restore my brokenness? Yes. And a million other things. And I want you to know it's not that difficult. All we have to do is ask. All we have to do is ask Him right here, right now, to forgive us of our sin. The things that we've done wrong. And then confess, believe that He saved us. And that He's forgiven us. It really is that easy. So I wonder today, is Jesus your Tali Elohim? Is He the Lamb of God in your life? The one who has forgiven you? I'm going to ask us to stand together this morning. The praise team is going to come and they're going to help us prepare for our prayer time this morning. But as they're coming and as we're standing together, maybe here at the church, maybe there's a few of us that might want to step out to the altar of prayer and experience Jesus in our life today. Maybe you already have. And praise the Lord for that. For those of you that are watching on the live stream this morning, there in your home, I want you to know too this morning that you can experience Christ in your life. And as the praise team leads us in just a minute, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, would you ask Him this morning to move into your life? Would you ask Him to forgive you, to restore you? We hope that you do. And you can begin a brand new life in Christ. And then if you do that, how would you let us know? And of course, if you have any questions, we'd love to be able to share with you. Is Jesus this morning your Tali Elohim, your Lamb of God? Let's worship the Lord together as the praise team leads us. And we're going to come to a place of prayer this morning.